The Senate votes today on two more of President Bush's cabinet nominees after approving Elaine Chao yesterday as Labor Secretary. New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman is expected to win easy Senate confirmation as Director of the Environmental Protection Agency. Approval is also expected for Gail Norton, President Bush's choice for Secretary of the Interior. But Norton's nomination continues to generate controversy. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Gail Norton, whose nomination touched off strong opposition, was the subject yesterday of the longest full Senate debate yet on Mr. Bush's nominees. But while environmental groups continue to oppose the former Colorado Attorney General, calling her an anti-environmentalist, her nomination got a mostly friendly reception during a two-hour Senate debate. Even Democratic senators bestowed praise on Norton. One of them was California's Dianne Feinstein.
This is a very talented woman. She has strong skills. She is flexible. She is trying very hard to maintain an open mind. And I think it is very possible that she is going to do an excellent job as Secretary of the Interior.
Feinstein did not invoke her state's electrical power crisis as a reason to support Norton, but many of her Republican colleagues from western states did. New Mexico's Pete Domenici said that as steward of nearly half a billion acres of public lands, Norton would be a key player in helping increase domestic energy production.
Because on the public domain lands owned by Americans is more of the resources for energy and our future than on any other properties in America. The Senate ought to know that on the basic properties that we own in the West, the public domain, there is more natural gas than we ever thought was around.
And it was clear Republicans expected that with Norton, things would be quite different from when Bruce Babbitt headed the Interior Department. Idaho's Larry Craig said a Secretary Norton could be counted on to work with Congress.
This is a sharp contrast to her predecessor, who made no secret of his disdain for the congressional authorizing committees as little more than highly partisan debating societies that were staffed by munchkins and that do nothing more than wrangle a lot about the issues of the day.
There was not much wrangling at yesterday's debate, but Jeff Bingaman, a Democrat from New Mexico, did level some criticism. He said even though Norton had vowed in Senate committee hearings to uphold environmental laws she'd opposed in the past, she had declined to give specific answers on key issues.
For example, she did not take a position on whether she would work to ensure the protection of those areas designated as national monuments by President Clinton, or whether she would support efforts to modify or repeal the Antiquities Act. She did not give us specifics as to how she will balance the Secretary of Interior's resource protection responsibilities against the need to ensure continued energy resources from public lands.
Still, Bingaman said he was willing to give Norton the benefit of the doubt. After more debate today, the Senate is expected to confirm her as the first woman to head the Interior Department. Similar approval is expected for Christine Todd Whitman as head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Yesterday, the Senate voted unanimously to confirm Elaine Chao as Secretary of Labor. Mr. Bush's first choice for that post was Linda Chavez. She withdrew from consideration after reports she had an undocumented immigrant living in her home. The only cabinet nomination still in limbo is that of Attorney General Designate John Ashcroft. The Senate Judiciary Committee meets today to consider his confirmation. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.